Well, welcome back to Luverne, Minnesota. Everything is now complete. I guess Team United maybe didn't do as much as they hoped they would. They brought home some hardware. I mean, a lot of people placed in the tournament, but just Trevin Johnson made it into the state. What I've got, you only had three seniors on Team United this year, and one did not wrestle today. So Ross Kowinski and Landon Layton Whitnable are here with me now. We're going to interview you guys. We talked the other day about this. I'm talking now to Ross. You had a great year, but you took a couple years off. That now, if you had the chance to do it again, you probably would not have. But
almost
but,
definitely.
But your thoughts on the year for yourself?
I thought it was a good year. I learned a lot, gained a lot as a wrestler and as a person. But yeah, I'm proud of how it turned out.
Yep. You ended up in fourth place. You had a heartbreaking second match that probably the talk of the tournament. It really is. In wrestling, if you pick a person up in the air, you have to bring them down fairly gently. At 220 pounds, when 440 pounds come down on the mat, it makes a lot of noise, and the referee thought it was a slam. The wrestler could not continue. Therefore, he wins by injury disqualification. And probably nobody in this whole place feels worse than you do. But what happened in that situation?
He had me in a headlock, and I brought him back, and probably brought him back to straight backwards, kind of, I guess, but...
Well, yeah, and you get in a match, you can get up to 5 minutes of injury time, and I guess he and his coach decided that he could no longer continue wrestling, but he did wrestle in the finals twice, and the true second match, and he did not qualify for the state, and probably didn't deserve to qualify for the state. I guess if you win by injury disqualification, probably should be out of the tournament, but that's just that.
But is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, yeah. And for a young man your age, you're probably shedding some tears, or when you go home tonight, you might, but you handled it as well, probably better than Danny or I would. So, yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people around us that were United fans that were really upset, but like you said, what can we do about it now?
Right.
But once again, if you're around next year, come into the room and work out with these kids and teach them a good attitude that you have. And it's really been an honor for Danny and I to watch you this year and I get to see how much you've improved. All of a sudden, the light bulb came on and up in Minnewaska, and you've been a different person since that time. So we appreciate it once again. So
thank you.
Thank you. Now, you're the other senior that participated in the tournament, and you had a good tournament, Layton.
Yeah, came up a little short at the end, but overall it was a pretty good tournament.
Yeah, came up for you got a medal for third place, and then had the opportunity to wrestle for the true second and lost. But you didn't have a full bracket, but the quality wrestlers were in there, and you're one of those quality wrestlers.
Yeah, that's right. I only had five wrestlers, but all of them are pretty good quality. So
yeah, talk about your season and. What you did today, if you would.
Well, overall season, I had an alright season. I ended out somewhere in the mid-20s and 10 losses. And started out a little slow, but kind of got on a roll. And then towards the postseason, I started getting things clicked together and ended up third in the section.
Yeah, and one of the captains. That's quite an honor to be a captain. I don't know if you're a vocal leader or leader by example or what, but that'll be one of your memories of wrestling as well.
Yeah, sure will.
And and you probably taught your brother turned out to be fun to watch as well.
Yeah, he's starting to get things put together, and he'll get it figured out by the time next season comes around. So
sure. So I want to thank you for putting on a good show for us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming out and supporting us all season. So
okay,
thank you.
And now we hope to get you some company, but Trevin Johnson, you only had two matches. You got into the semifinals because of people not wanting to be in your weight class, I think. defending section champ, and you won it again. So,
yep.
So, how were your two matches?
Pretty good. The first one kind of went out there. I was just looking for just a match to go into the third period, kind of get like a warm up almost for my finals match. But then, yeah, I got that one done out of the way, and then I was just focused on that championship match, and then I came out with the win overall.
In that first match, I don't know if you looked at the program, but he was probably on the B squad or something.
Yeah,
he's pretty good eighth grader, but
strong.
Yeah, pretty strong, but we mentioned that you want to work up a little lather and go into the second or third period. Just don't go out there and get a pin in 20 seconds or so.
Yeah.
If that was your goal, you probably could have did that. But like you said, get a good workout and lather up a little bit and then get ready for the finals. Stuber, had you wrestled him before?
Last year was the last time I wrestled
okay.
him.
Tall.
Yeah, lengthy.
Oh, and lanky and leverage and
yeah.
But. So now, for the fourth year, your third year,
yeah,
going to the state. It never gets old, does it?
Nope.
And I know there's been a lot of pressure on you all season long. You've been ranked in the guillotine. Probably at the start of the year, I don't know where it was in the middle of the pack, and then ever since Christmas, or maybe before, number two, and then the last one now, number five.
Yeah.
That shouldn't bother you. It's just on paper,
no.
But people know who you are.
Yeah.
And now what's your ambition or goal now?
Just going to go to the state tournament and prove myself.
Okay. Last year you did place fifth.
Yep.
And want to try to get at least that and maybe better.
Yeah.
Who knows? But what are?
Yeah.
So you're gonna talk these guys into keep practicing with you, aren't you?
Yeah, I think Leighton's gonna come practice with me a little bit more.
Yeah. Maybe even Ross up there a little bit.
Yeah.
As long as you don't hurt him.
Yeah.
but it's kind of unfortunate that we had a basketball game and that we had to. Wait, the gym is pretty well cleared out now, and people coming up to you and congratulating you, but would have been nice to have the United fans around watching this interview, but we can talk again at the state tournament if that happens. So. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll get Danny back on, and we'll go through the tournament for the final wrap-up in the tournament. Well, normally you start it off, but I'm going to start a new trend. And then maybe this will carry over into next year. At 106 pounds, Dane Gunnelson, an eighth grader, he lost his first match 9-2 to Carter Brandt from Redwood Valley. In the WrestleBacks first round, he won by the score of 10-2 over Parker Cam from New Ulm. Then he lost 6-3 to Ethan Meyer from Worthington. He ended up the tournament with a 1-2 record, ended up with 20 career wins this season, and that's his career wins too. And we talked about all season long where you only weighed 94, 95 pounds and going against people that had to cut weight to make 106. And getting 20 wins this year against competition like that, it's quite an accomplishment. His parents are Jen and Sam, and he's got 5 more years.
Yeah, and he was a state champ in the freshman league, so he had a great year.
Right.
Moving on to the 113-pound class, Xander Clausen lost his first match 10-3 to Kane Sanders from Fairmont, then won his second match in a 3-11 pin over Lincoln Arata, then lost his third match to Riley Cowell of Laverne, and then lost his fourth match 9-2 over Oscar Galvez of Worthington. So he ended up 1-3, but only a freshman getting valuable experience. Ended up with a 25-14 record on the season. So great job, and Jamie and Jared Clausen are his folks.
And he ended up in sixth place. So, yeah, and we remarked a couple times to each other, normally in a tournament when there's, when you lose twice, you're out of the tournament. But with the brackets the way they were, not being full, they kept going on to get a fifth place or sixth place.
They get the sixth, yeah.
And he got the sixth place. So congratulations to him and his parents, Jamie and Jared. At 120 pounds, Tyler Schickendance had a good tournament. He won his first match by fall. Pinning Oliver Ortiz Perez from Worthington. He lost 18-3 to Ethan Labrida from Morris area, Hancock, Chukai, Alberta, who was a section champ. He came back with another fall at 452 over Noah Metpath from Laverne, and then he lost by fall to Carter Brandis from New Ulm. So he ended in the tournament 2-2. 17-22 record this year, and 25-27 career win. So career record. Erica and Jordan Wolfschlager are his folks, and fourth place for Tyler Schickendance.
Then on to the 126-pound weight class. Landon Noshall, Jr., lost his first match 7-3 to Luke Reuter of New London Spicer, who I believe did end up being the champion in that weight class, if I'm not mistaken. And then he pinned Pierce Cummins in the 53-second mark from Worthington. Lost his third match 9-0 to Ali La from Marshall, and then won his fourth match over Austin Arata in a fall in 30 seconds. So he ended up 2-2 on the day. His parents are Dee and Lance Noshall, and he ended up in the fifth place position, 2-2 record for the day, and 17-17 on the season.
At 132, Dane Mortensen only had two matches, and they were to the same person. Lost his first round. He's a sophomore. Lost his first round 11-8 to Jackson Boldy from New Ulm. And then due to lack of other participants in that weight class, he lost for third place to Jackson Boldy again, this time 6-2. So he was 0-2, ended up with a 27-13 record as a sophomore. That's pretty darn good record. And fourth place honors. Rebecca and Randy are his folks.
At 138, Caden Huntley, junior for United, won his first match 9-1 over Dane Schroeder of Mahaka. Ended up coming back in the second round and lost to Connor Simmons. Got pinned at the 223 mark. Connor Simmons from Fairmont. Won his third match 14-2 over Jesse Martinez of Worthington. And then got pinned by Tate Gonzano of Marshall. Gonzano of Marshall. So he went 3-1 on the day, ended up placing third with a 15-19 season record, 28-42 career record, and his parents are Rory and Mike.
Lori. Okay. At 145, the guy we just got talking to, Trevin Johnson, Jr., been Lucas Streeter from Marshall in 217. And he won in a very comfortable match all the way through 4-1 over Cabe Studer. We talked about talked to him and talked about the Studers, boys so tall and lanky and have the leverage, and from Fairmont. So he will go into the state tournament for the second year in a row as a section champ. Ended up his regular season now at 30-4, and a very impressive 153-53 win-loss record. Dana and Ryan, and lone champion for Team United and lone participant this year.
At the 152-pound weight class, Avery Whitnabel, a sophomore, lost his first match 7-5 to Matt Zieg of Redwood. Lost his second match in a pin in the 215 market to Noah Amundsen of Mahaka. So he ended up going 0-2 on the season, but as we said, he's only a sophomore, and he showed grave improvements the second half of the season, so we're looking forward to see what he turns out to be next year. Ended up with a 14-21 season record and a 14-23 career record, I think, and then his parents are Kelly and Bart.
Yeah, and as we're going through this, they give out some special awards at the banquet, and probably the toughest one is going to be most improved. And there's probably about six or seven wrestlers in the running for that.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. At 160 pounds, his brother, Leighton Whitnabel, a senior, won 9-1 over Tim Tyne from New London Spicer. Then he lost by fall to Miles Fitzgerald from Fairmont, Martin County West, who was the eventual champion. He pinned Tim Tyne again. Oftentimes you'll see the same person if you keep winning after losing your first match. And that put him in the for the true second, and he lost by fall to Grant Lawaji from Marshall. But he came away with third place at the section tournament. Third place honors there. Kelly and Bart are the parents for both he and his younger brother, Avery.
At the 170-pound bracket, Eli Lowry, a junior for United, lost his first match to a fall in 16 seconds to Cole Renweiler of New Ulm. Lost his second match by fall in 59 seconds to Colton Wallers of Mahaka. And so he ended up going 0-2 in the tournament, had a season record of 9-23. His parents are Amanda and Paul.
And another one that fits in that category for most improved, he came on after Christmas.
Yep.
Did not have a participant at 182, so at 195, this is quite a story too. Landon Olson, a seventh grader, at 195. Wow,
yeah.
That's a big young man.
Yes, it is.
He was pinned by Adam Boomerbart from Redwood Valley, and then also pinned by Tristan Roth from Marshall. Ended up in the season 2-4. And Jenna and Matt are his parents, but gosh, watch out for him.
Yeah, great experience for that young guy to get down here and just get out in front of the crowd, and a great growing moment for him.
For sure.
And kind of the sad story of the tournament for us anyway, Ross Kowinski pinned his first match, Lane Evans out of Redwood, in 29 seconds. Lost his second match to a kind of a questionable DQ. It was a throw, and as we said, you know, you get a couple 220-pounders flying around, things are going to sound like you hit hard, and the official called it a body slam, which is a technical violation, and the kid never recovered in the 5 minutes. And Ross was DQ'd for that round, come back in and lost to Mike McKenzie from New London Spicer. So he ended up in fourth place, 15-4 record, 15-9 record for his season. Ended up 2-1 today, and his dad is Steve.
Yeah. Trey Dreikert, a junior 285 pounder, lost a heartbreaking 2-1 match to the Marshall heavyweight Jackson
Vastrati.
Vastrati, a senior, and he lost 16-2 to Kyle Mahaney from Worthington, 0-2 in the tournament, 20-16 record, first time really on the varsity as a junior. Another one in the running.
Absolutely.
For that most improved record. Lori and Dustin are his folks, so that's kind of how things rounded out today. We placed probably in half the weights and with one champion. And
we're young. I mean, so it's a great learning experience for some of these kids. Hopefully they get in the weight room over the summer and all through next year and improve.
Well, it's important in the weight room, and it's important for competition. Go out to schools our size for three sports, so go out for a spring sport. Go out get ready for the fall activities. A lot of these are football players, and then look forward to the next season in wrestling. And like you said, we're very, very young. I think I said Lori.
Okay.
Lori and Dustin are Trey's folks, so they're fun to watch. We had a great regular season. Now we go down to the state tournament and watch Trevin and see what he can do. And it's always an honor to broadcast and cover. And I know a lot of people back home can't make it. So,
yeah, I think Trevin's in a great place right now with his mindset. He's very confident. I asked him, and he said completely healthy, nothing's hurting. So, great way to go into the tournament. You go and fine tune this week. You really don't work super, super hard, maybe for one day or something. The rest of the days, it's just kind of coasting and fine-tuning. And like I said, he's in a great place.
Well, the one thing about the state tournament is if you're a section champ, your first round will be against a section runner-up. And now they seed 4 or 5. With him being seeded or ranked in the guillotine as high as number 2 sometimes throughout the season, he probably has a pretty good chance of being seated in the top 4 anyway.
And he's been down there, so that first time trip down there thing is out of his head, and he's going down meaning business this time.
And the thing we'll always remember about him when he was a little pup 7th grader, that when he lost that final match, he slammed the mat with his fist, not mad at anything other than being disappointed didn't win the match, and that's carried through with his attitude and his hard work all the way up to this point.
Yep, great kid.
Well, Danny, once again, thank you for helping out. I had a little technical difficulty with this headset, but seems to be working.
Finally got warmed up.
Well, maybe it was the crowd noise behind us. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, and then looking forward to going down next week.
It'll be
too
fun.
And once again, it's been a hectic day for Maynard and Kathy in the studio. I guess congratulations to the Lacaparo girls as they defeated Wabasso. And it's hard to go back and forth from one thing to another. But we were kind of planning to do these interviews and wrap up tomorrow, but it's better now. And it'll be played probably today and probably tomorrow, maybe throughout the week a little bit too. So we will have more wrestling action starting on Thursday. I'll just be calling back some updates or some team scores of the finals, and then Friday and Saturday we'll cheer Trevin Johnson on. So for Q92 Sports, this is and Dan Lee, this has been Dick Newman reporting. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone.